From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Coast Guard officials today began a test burn of some of the crude oil spilled in the Gulf of Mexico following an explosion and fire at a deepwater rig off the coast of Louisiana earlier this month. Oil company BP expects oil leaking from its underwater well in the Gulf to reach Louisiana Delta wetlands, possibly by the weekend. Eileen Fleming reports from member station WWNO that local agencies are working on getting birds out of the area.
BP spokesman Doug Suttles says the company is still planning to try burning the oil off at sea, but isn't sure of the best location in the slick that's streaming across hundreds of miles. He says skimmers pick up only about 10%.
Some of the oil will likely reach land, so what we want to do is protect the most sensitive areas and then prepare to clean up those areas where the oil does reach. It's probably not possible to collect all of the oil offshore.
Federal officials say it's up to refuge protection agencies to decide how to get birds out of the area. In past spills, they've used Mylar balloons and noise cannons to scare birds away. Meantime, there's no change seen through the underwater robots monitoring the well site, leaking 42,000 gallons of crude every day. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
The Mine Safety and Health Administration says it is still too dangerous to enter the Upper Big Branch coal mine in West Virginia, where 29 miners died earlier this month. The agency needs to re-enter the mine to determine the cause of a blast there. From Beckley, West Virginia, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
Toxic gases in the Upper Big Branch mine have diminished, but not enough for safe inspection of the area where the explosion occurred. Federal mine safety officials say they've also detected some kind of fire or heating underground. Mine owner Massey Energy has pumped 7 million cubic feet of nitrogen into the mine to put out any flames or cool the heating source. The company and federal officials have met to discuss their next moves, neither released details. Investigators are focused on the mine safety records and are compiling a list of mine workers, company officials, and federal inspectors to interview. Meanwhile, an institutional investor has appealed to Massey Energy shareholders to oust the company's directors responsible for safety at a board meeting next month. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Beckley, West Virginia.
Supreme Court in a 5-4 vote today refused to order the removal of a controversial cross from the Mojave National Preserve in the California desert. Justices instead directing a federal judge to look at a plan by Congress to transfer the patch of land beneath the 7-foot-high cross to private ownership. Peter Eliasberg is an attorney with the ACLU, the plaintiff in the case, which has said the cross should be removed from public land.
The cross is, remains standing there, and it's covered with a plywood box. Because as long as it's federal land, the government has no right to display that cross on federal land.
The cross was erected as a monument to World War I dead. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 53 points today. The Nasdaq gained a fraction of a point. This is NPR. Officials say that a nuclear conference at the United Nations next week could provide Iran's president with a forum for arguing against a fourth round of sanctions against his country. President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has already reportedly applied for a visa to attend next month's conference. The conference opens Monday and is slated to run till the end of the month. On the agenda is a review of the current nuclear nonproliferation treaty. Services took place in Washington, D.C., or are taking place over several days for Dorothy Height, the 98-year-old civil rights icon who died last week. NPR's Allison Keyes reports that on a ceremony this afternoon, she was remembered as a quiet diplomat who moved mountains.
This little light of mine.
At Howard University, a group of women in crimson and cream robes lit candles and celebrated the life of a woman mourners say spent her life fighting for equal rights for African Americans and women of all colors. Frankie Freeman is a past national president of Delta Sigma Theta Inc., the African American service sorority Height led from 1947 through 1956.
She recognized the value of networking, cooperation, doing your homework, and also being racially inclusive.
Height was national president of the National Council of Negro Women for 41 years and also spent decades with the YWCA. President Obama will give the eulogy tomorrow at the Washington National Cathedral. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
The government says three-quarters of the 372 metropolitan areas it surveyed last month showed a drop in unemployment. The latest reporting showing a pickup in hiring in some parts of the country follows other recent encouraging news that shows employers began to pick up their hiring again in March. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News.